The call of the apostles Peter, Andrew, James, and John has always pulled at me. Before I became a deacon, it always seemed unrealistic, unfair, and inexplicable. Why would four sensible men drop everything and follow someone who is calling to them from the shore? How could it be right for Peter to leave his wife without even a discussion? How could James and John walk away from Zebedee, their father? Finally, with all the rabbis and learned men in Israel, why these four fishermen? I have heard many answers and explanations to these questions, such as there was just something about Jesus that pulled at them, like charisma. The kingdom of God is so important that everyday concerns must be put aside. The apostles were filled with grace and said yes without hesitation. My least favorite being, Jesus picked four fishermen because they were so pathetic that their success in building the church would be seen as miraculous, thus proving that the mere existence of the church proved that Jesus was God. All those explanations are true, but they left me uneasy. The explanations made the call of the apostles distant, miraculous, and a little irrelevant to me. The story in Mark's gospel made answering God's call seem like a decision based on emotions that I don't have. Yet I believe God calls everyone. Specifically, I knew he was calling me. My formation director, Deacon Richard Albin, was a converted Protestant pastor who had a PhD in scripture from Harvard Divinity School. So he really knew his Bible. Deacon Albin instilled in me a desire to study scripture by assigning a lot of homework. The homework required a lot of Bible reading and doing written reports to make sure that I did my homework. All that work taught me that a lifetime of listening to scripture at Mass was just not enough to know what Jesus is really like. The call of the apostles is a great example of how studying scripture led me to a deeper understanding of Jesus. There are four accounts of the call, all containing different details. In the Gospel of John, Andrew and John are introduced to Jesus by John the Baptist on the bank of the Jordan River, 50 miles from where they fish in the Sea of Galilee. It says Andrew went and got his brother Simon, which means Andrew walked 50 miles to the Galilee to get Peter and 50 miles back to introduce him to Jesus. That is at least 3 days walk each way, with Andrew talking to Peter about Jesus for 3 days on the way back. In today's gospel, according to Mark, it says Jesus traveled to the Galilee after John the Baptist was arrested. This could have been a day, a week, or a month after Jesus met Andrew, John, and Peter. If John was arrested the day after the apostles met Jesus, it would still be another 3 days walk for Jesus to get to the Galilee. So Peter had at least 3 days to discuss Jesus with his wife, and probably a lot more. I am sure Zebedee listened to James and John talk about Jesus endlessly. To the hopelessly materialistic person like me, Mark's gospel also ends with an important detail that the fishing partnership of Andrew, Peter, James, and John had employees. It was successful, if not prosperous, and would continue to support the families when the apostles left. Matthew's account of the call is almost exactly the same as Mark's. Luke's account of the call is different in important ways. The boats are on the shore, not out in the lake. And instead, Jesus is hemmed in by a large crowd and asks Peter to take him out a little way so he can preach. Peter agrees because he has already been introduced to Jesus by his brother Andrew at least 3 days ago on the banks of the Jordan, when Jesus changed his name from Simon to Peter. Jesus tells Peter to put down the nets, and they catch a huge number of fish. One additional non-scriptural detail: fish from the Galilee were preserved in salt and sold throughout the Roman Empire. So the day the apostles left to follow Jesus was a great day for the partnership. All these details are important because they say to me that Peter, Andrew, James, and John didn't make an emotional, on-the-spot decision. They had time to think. They had time to discuss. They made a head as well as a heart decision. Jesus accepted them where they were. Jesus knew they needed time. Maybe it was 3 days, or a week, or a month, but Jesus gave them the time they needed. Jesus also took care of the details. The families suffered separation, but duties were taken care of. When we hear the call, and we hear the call every day, we can trust Jesus. He will give us the time we truly need. When we say yes, he will take care of everything. When we say no, he will come up with a new, perfect plan. Whether we say yes or no, there will always be suffering, because that is the lesson of the cross. When we say yes, our suffering makes us better people, and when the suffering is accepted, Jesus can use it to save others. When we say no, we suffer needlessly, and we require his healing mercy to recover. Eventually, whether we say yes or no, he will come for us, and we will be eternally grateful if we have said yes to his plans. As to why Jesus picked fishermen, I don't know. But my sister Mary tells a joke that may hold the answer. My sister was the first woman treasurer and controller of a college in the United States. And the college was St. Francis College in Brooklyn. One of the first things she learned about fundraising was that A students become teachers, B students go into business, and C students, when they become successful, are so grateful they donate the library.